May 21st, 2020, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalam alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wahiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.com archives, and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday, the Ramadan session. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The topic this evening is man and the universe as mates created for each other, its timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W.D. Muhammad. He loved them like no other loves them. Good Christians, when you are around them, they have the same nature, the same spirit, and you feel this connection, this relationship of heart to heart, the believer's heart. You feel it with them, too. So when people are right in their faith, they believe there is a superior over them that they cannot bribe but love them, and they know he loves them like no other loves them, with divine love. That's God's love. So when you are with them, you forget they are not Muslim. You will be talking with them and socializing with them, and you forget that they are not Muslims. That shows you that when we are in our innocence and in our purity that God created it in the beginning, there is no identity but one, and that is the person of faith to the person of faith. I've experienced that with Jews and Christians. I've experienced that even with some people who are not even named in the Holy Book. That spiritual bonding is the best, not money, not sexual. It's not ego. Allah made us to be of one spirit. That is what it means when we say he created the man and then he gave him of his own spirit. God gave the man of his own spirit. And when we have that spirit of our first father called Adam, that God gave. You know, he didn't have any children before he got that spirit. In fact, he was not even Adam until he got this spirit. He was in the process of becoming a complete creature. So when we are in the form and spirit that Allah wants in us, as his angels are at our service. So when God breathed the spirit into him, then he was a man that God selected. And I guess that is why God told the angels to wait until I have given him of my spirit, and then you make sujda to him. That is only to tell us that when we are in the form and spirit that Allah wants us in, his angels are at our service. They exist. Their existence is to support our life that God wants for us on this earth. So one of the principal articles of faith or belief is that we believe in the angels. You cannot see what you don't have a mind to see. So your faith or your belief is not complete until you believe in the angels. It does not mean that you accept that's a principle in Islam or an article of faith in Islam. It means more than that. It means that you accept that it is real. God also has angels in his creation. And those angels work for his plan, his will. And they will also be working in your personal private life. I've experienced it myself. I am talking from knowledge, not only from faith. In fact, there is not a day in my life I do not have one or more angels making their presence known to me in my life. So when you are sensitive to those things, then you realize it. You cannot see what you do not have a mind to see. If you do not have a mind to see it, it will be right in your presence, touching your eyeballs, and you won't even know it. We give our presentation for the first day of this Ramadan session on yesterday, Juma Day, which is the most blessed day in the year. Shouldn't you want to know why the Prophet Muhammad said of Juma, Friday, it is the most blessed day of the year? Well, he told us why. Two, he said, Adam was created on that day. And he said, no person died and is resurrected except on that day, the day Adam was created on. And in the calendar of Muslims, it is the sixth day. For some reason, I have always been a little superstitious, a little spooky, spooked up about Thursday. I don't know why. Prophet Muhammad was born on a Monday. Upon him be the prayers and the peace. I was kind of superstitious about Thursday since I was a child. I will share this with you. If I really was attracted to a young girl, and I'm talking about when I was younger than 14 years old, I think when I was 10 or 11 years of age, if I was really attracted to her and I had a chance to see her on a Thursday, I knew everything was going to be all right. And it kind of stayed with me until now. So if something happens on a Thursday to me, I just feel everything is going to be all right. And I know I have been thirsting all my life, thirst setting. That's been my life thing, and trying to find the right drink. God takes over when you use his name. I said this in the Nation of Islam when I was a young minister. If you really take God as your interest, really strongly, and you start living and doing things, telling people things in the name of God, your rule is finished. You are not in charge of your affairs anymore. You think you are, but God is overseeing it. And if you are wrong, he is going to give you the results of your bad deed, of your bad intention. And if you are right, he is going to reward you tremendously. Doesn't that sound reasonable? Nobody wants somebody going out doing things in their name without being accountable to them. You do not want anybody doing something in your name and are not accountable to you if they don't have any conscience to recognize the obligation they have to you when they take up that position. Then you start planning to do something about it, right? God too. God will do the same. Getting back now, the concentration of our Ramadan session yesterday was an original nature, and on the original nature, Adam. For the second part of the session, our concentration, the topic will be on the sanctuary as the main idea. Kaaba, the sanctuary, is the whole area called Haram. And the sanctuary for Muslims, who can tell me, what is it? the Kaaba, that is the sanctuary. Look up the word sanctuary. Then understand the meaning of that precinct, and you will see sanctuary falls under the term or that definition. The sanctuary now is that whole area that is called Haram. It is not the area where you have to change your clothes. If you are on an airplane or traveling, you have to stop and put on Ephraim. You have to be ready, clean, and you have to put on your Ephraim. And you are not already in Ephraim. God said, let there be no confronting each other with bad spirits, whether it is anger or something else. No fighting each other. No arguing with each other in that area. So you are supposed to be restrain yourself and not be guilty of any of that kind of behavior. And there should be no killing of anything in that area. You cannot hunt during the time of Hajj. You cannot hunt an animal, not in that area. So this is why you sleep and the scorpions are in the desert of the Saudi Arabia. But you have to sleep at night and trust Allah that no scorpion will bite you when you are sleeping outside on the ground and exposed, right? So the feet are exposed, the hands are exposed, the face, your whole body is exposed, really. And there is no problem for a scorpion or whatever to get into that Ephraim. And I have never heard anybody say, or news has come to us, while we were completing, the rites of the Hajj, that anyone was bitten by a scorpion or somebody was harmed by some animal or insect or something. I have never heard it. It might have happened, but I've never heard it. And I know my devotion was so complete to fulfill the rites of Hajj and pleasing my Lord that I had no thoughts of anything harming me. I rested peacefully with no fear, no thought of anything harming me. And you know, that's in the Bible, that the believers who really believe in God and devote themselves to the service of God, that they would be able to lie down with the animals, even scorpions, and not be harmed. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go out and test it. You don't test what God says. Don't test God's word. God is the tester. Let him have that business all by himself. Don't you go testing his word, or we will find you in the morgue. The sanctuary, I remember reading the Bible once, and in this passage it said that the people were told by their religious leaders to make their homes their sanctuary. And the meaning that I gathered or that I got from the passage, I can't recall all the language right now, but the meaning that I got from the language gave me a picture that the world for them had become so troublesome, so difficult to live their life of their choice, their religious life, that they had to practice their life of religion and secrecy. And the high priest or the leaders could not serve them anymore because it was too dangerous. So they were told by their leaders to make their homes their sanctuary. The mosque is a sanctuary. Do you know the mosque is a sanctuary? Yes. And that is why the area, the most precious part of the Haram, or Haram, is the Masjid Haram. It is called Masjid. It is a Masjid. So in any Masjid, you should not have to come in there with a spirit to attack your brother and sisters. Not with spirit, not with words, and certainly not with your hands. You should come in there with a spirit just like you do in the Hajj, a spirit to be in harmony with the spirit of the Muslims that Allah wants for us as Muslims and brothers and sisters of one another. And do not allow your personal feelings or experiences that you had or encounters that you have with each other cause you to lose that spirit of peace and harmony with your brothers and sisters when you come to the masjid. And I have seen some of us, we don't know, coming in there for trouble, walking and wanting to hurt somebody. That sanctuary is a big sin to violate the sanctuary of the sanctuaries. The sanctity of the sanctuaries. It is a major sin. In fact, in Saudi Arabia, they will actually cut your head off. They will kill you for starting trouble in the sanctuary. And they have permission to do it right there in the sanctuary. That is the only time they can do it, when somebody is aggressive and has violated the sanctuary, the sanctity of the sanctuary, with weapons or something. Then you are justified to kill them right there in the sanctuary. Don't forget that we are continuing what we gave yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about the original life. Today, we are talking about the precinct, the place, the environment. Eden is believed to be Adan. In Arabic tradition, culture, legends, and ancestors by the name of Adan, they, in Saudi Arabia, especially those scholars and knowledgeable ones of their history, and the history of Al-Islam says that Adam was an ancestor, Anan was an ancestor, and the word Eden is Anand, Adan. The word that we knew as the Garden of Eden, E-D-E-N, Eden, is Anan. I tend to give some respect to that. What they say, I know one thing, if you read the Bible gives you pictures of land and count and connects it with nations. And it gives you a picture of the beginning of the garden of paradise on earth. And then in the history of the Arabs was an ancestor of theirs. And like I say, those who have researched some of many of them believe the word Eden in English, in the Bible, Adan, their ancestors, the black stone, the original man in his original nature. And I will tell you something else that I know. Scholars in Islam, especially Pakistanis, I have had some discussions or exchanged words with them. And they say that the Kaaba is where Abraham and his son built the house directed by God. That is what we should remember, too. Abraham and his son built the house. But Abraham did not know how or where to start. And he called on God to show him where he should place the house. So it was with God's guidance, too. Not just Abraham and his son building it. No, it was God's guidance to Abraham and his son working with him that brought the house to be built and completed there. And even the place, the site for the house, Abraham asked God to show me where he should place it. And we know how the story goes. That's a falling star. Hit the earth. We say falling star, but actually it means a fragment from the heavens, like a small meteorite. hit the earth, and when it hit the earth, it took he took that as God answering him, that this is where you should build the house. And the story goes like this. The object, when it cooled off, it was a black stone. So the Hijra answered, the stone that's black, the description is reversed, like Spanish. In Spanish, you do not say beautiful baby. You say baby beautiful. And it is like that for most of those languages in that family, such as Italian, the Italian language. For the Arab, it is the same. And for some other language, it is the same. The description comes after, not before. The term Hijra and sorry means stone black. But we say in English black stone. It sounds funny. If you say stone black, that means you can't speak English. We take that you are a foreigner and you just got here and you cannot speak English. The stone that the builders rejected became the corner. So the stone marks the spot. How are we to connect this? You think it is just a stone falling. That's primitive stuff to believe that. No, the stone in the scripture, and it was in scripture before, yes. The stone that the builders rejected became the corner. That is not in the Quran. That is in the language of the people of the book, long before the Quran. The stone that the builders rejected became the corner. Isn't that something, brothers? We used to think it was us, right? More than the builders rejected us. The people that didn't even have any job rejected us. So the black stone is a symbol of original man and his original nature. No, the view here is that we should be having before our eyes is the great work of the nation on this planet Earth. They are the builders, those who establish nations and establish cities, industry, and all of the things that make a great people, a government or society. They are the ones who reject what the black stone is signs of. And yesterday we made it clear what we were talking about. The black stone is a sign. It is a symbol of the original man and his original nature. His original nature is not to show off his life. They went to heaven, pardon me, showing off their life. And God had to show them that they did not know everything. He said, if you know, tell me the name. Tell me your own name. Isn't that what he said in the Quran? He said, if you know, tell me your own name. And they admitted that they had no knowledge except what they got from him. So then God addressed the man that he was making or forming in the earth. He said, Adam, tell them their name. And when Adam told them their names, they all submitted except Iblis. He's proud ego, the proud ego, proud and defiant ego. Abbas was takbira. He resisted. He refused to do what God asked him to do and was puffed up in pride. Isn't that the nature of some of us? You want it to be relevant? Then don't look where you cannot see it and do not know what is happening. Look at yourself and each other where it's happening all the time. There is some arrogant spirit all the time defying the will of God down here. So when a picture is given of the beginning, it is to show you what is happening to you now. He said, Abbas was takabira, and became one of the disbelievers, one of the rejecters of faith. That was Iblis. So Iblis is really the first to reject faith. Now, this is before man was established in the earth, right? He resisted and refused to obey God and was puffed up in pride. He became begotten and became one of the rejecters of faith. So Satan is the beginning of rejection, rejecting faith in God. This is before the whispers to the man in the garden. So he was a disbeliever, and he wanted to make the man a disbeliever, our first father Adam. He wanted to make him a disbeliever. Now stop thinking in the past. When a picture is given to you of the beginning, it is to show you what is happening to you now. In Judaism, there is no Satan or Jesus Christ. Iblis is the Satan because after he did that, then he brought upon himself the curse, and he was given the name Satan or Satan in the Bible. Then he was given the name adversary, the one going against the plan of God. But understand, only in Christianity and Islam is the adversary of God. In Judaism, he is not existing at all. In Judaism, there is no devil. There is no concept of Satan or Satan in Judaism. But hold on. I want to let you know that I have some dear brothers in faith who are Jews, dear brothers and sisters in faith that are Jews. I just want to check that before we continue. Also in Judaism, there is no Jesus Christ. Do you hear that? There is not Jesus Christ in Judaism and no Satan. I'm not going to leave it like that. A small number of them who are high up in knowledge and science, they will not acknowledge any Jesus Christ because they believe that they are the only begotten sons of God. And not only that, they will not acknowledge Satan because they believe that they have the right to punish and send to hell anybody who defies their order. So they do not look outside of Satan. Satan is the boss in hell, isn't he? So that is what I thought that the Christian said. Well, we had better get away from that territory right away. So we better leave that scene quickly and get back to where we were. Do you know what the Bible says that Jesus said? Jesus speaking to the Jews who were giving him trouble. I behold your father fall from heaven like lightning. He abhorred it, not in truth. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. When he speaks a lie, it's his own lie. Nobody gave it to him. And the work of your father you will do. Now I just gave that the Bible that they put in the mouth of the prophet Jesus. Upon him be the peace, the Christ Jesus. For Christianity to survive, there has to be real major change. I just gave it to you, and it is still in the Bible like that. Don't you know that it is a big problem for the peace and harmony of religions on this planet Earth? When them making such accusations and say them, Allah did not put that in their Bible. With them making such an accusation like that against a whole people, it makes it very hard for us to come to a table of dialogue and work for peace, harmony, and cooperation amongst us, amongst the religions. Let me tell you something. One priest, this has been maybe a year ago, he recently got in the news, and if he got in the news, that tells us a lot. He was in the news for saying that if Christianity is to survive, there has to be some real major changes made. That is what a Christian priest said, and I agree. Never of all of any people bad. There are bad ones amongst them. That's life. There are always bad ones amongst every people. Every people, there is a bad one amongst them. And it is so happened that some of the bad people manage to get insight into matters that give them knowledge that they can use over the heads of people to control them and become their masters. If God doesn't save the people, and those who are very notorious and pointed to in Scripture, like with Jesus' words, as being the Satan themselves, they were able to do that. But it did not just start with the Bible. Idol worshippers, pagans, were not uneducated. In the religion of the Greeks before they converted to Christianity or other religions, they were what we would call pagan or idol worshippers. We should get away from that idea, the thinking that just because people worship idols or had idols, that means they were barbaric or savage, ignorant, uneducated, not scientific. No, we have to get away from that. That's not true. People have had the sciences and education all the time, all that in the medieval age, in ancient times, going way back, further than we can recall. Their language was different, and how they presented it was different. But they had science. This material universe yields up knowledge and science to whomever engages it. And that has existed since man has been on this planet Earth, with his intelligence and his curiosity. Revelation gave man his purpose in God, creation. No, they had great civilizations. They had great sciences. They had cultural beauty in everything, ancient nations, but their language was different. And they had not been enlightened as to the purpose for their creation, human creation, on this planet Earth or in this universe. That is what they were missing. That only came by revelation from God. Then man was able to understand his purpose and place in God's creation and how it is to perform as a creation of God or servant of God. That came later, but it does not mean that they did not have advanced cultures and advanced civilization. They did, and they even had advanced knowledge of human excellence. So human society had defined and understand the nature and its purity that God made. This is why in the Quran, Allah recognized that. That's why in the Quran, Allah Most High, He says this: religion is the religion of origin, the origin upon which God patterned the faith, the religion, Dina, Anisa, Fatira, Lahil, Lati, Fatirin, Nasiya, Aleha, the original upon which human society was formed or originated. Human society was originated upon an original pattern. That original pattern is a pattern made by God. The origin. So society could not even advance because it did not have a revelation from God. But in order for society to advance, it had to be able to find or see or understand the nature in its purity that God made. Or if they did not believe in a creator that they discovered, then they could pattern their society upon their original pattern so that the original pattern lives and finds expression in their culture and in their life and knowledge. That is what Allah is telling us, not me. He is telling us with his words in the Quran. So Allah is saying, nations before my revelation formed, developed, and made progress, but they did not do it without discovering and recognizing the original design and creation for the human life to be established and prospered. So it says the religion of Quran is that religion, Deen of Fitra Lati, the religion of origin, which Fintira Nasiya Aleha, the human society, was patterned upon. That means all societies, all nations, in some degree, even the primitive society is responding to the original pattern that God made. So there is no other way for them to respond except to respond to that original pattern. Man cannot create himself or create himself over and reject the original creation. He has to work with what he has, his original creation. And the more he respects the beauty and the excellence of that original creation, the more he will prosper. The sanctuary, there is a sign there of the original life. So we are on the concept, sanctuary. And we first brought our attention to the sanctuary for the Hajj. And there is a sign there of the original life God gave us when he made the universe or the creation. And we have the house there. The house is called Kaaba. And our Qibla is determined by the location of the Kaaba. The house itself has a precious stone called the Black Stone. And the Black Stone was put into the corner with the hands of the Prophet himself. Some chief of Mecca decided that they were going to restore the house. The house was in bad repair. And Arab history says there was a great flood in that area. I don't know where it came from, but they say there was a great flood in that area. And it damaged the Kaaba. So I know where the flood is here, but I don't know about that. I know we are flooded out. Aquarius, symbolic of a moral flood. It started with the time way back there in the 1950s or early 60s, when the song got to be real popular called The Age of Aquarius. It went, this is the age of Aquarius, great flooding was beginning, and it continued, it built up and drowned out as many as it could in the 1960s. And it continued in the 1970s, the 1980s, and by the 1990s, there was no more water, just fire. It went from one extreme to another and started burning up with sexual lust and insane passion. The orchestrator is the Satan himself. This is not a mystery in the Quran. Is it says, and narrow hot, and narrow hot, and narrow hot. The hellfire is real. It is plain language. It is no superstition. It is not mystery. It is reality. So the house is called Al Bayt, and it is also called Kaaba. And because of the location of the house, the place where it is in Mecca, That location is Qibla. Qibla means orientation or direction. Qibla means you look to, you turn there to the place for direction. So if it is on a map and you look at the United States and whatever is between the United States and Arabia, and then you look at the border from where it entered Arabia to that location, then that location is the direction. Surat al-Mustaqim is a concept for the thinker, philosopher, and the scientist. So you know sight, vision is broad because the lens captures a broad space. But light travels But light travels in a straight line. And since light travels in a straight line, vision also travels in a straight line. So when I look at an object, whether it is your face or the camera, I don't have to make my sight go straight. Automatically it goes straight. It goes straight to the mark. No curves. Surat al-Mustaqim. That brings me to say Surat al-Mustaqim is not just moral, spiritual being, upright, as a decent person. Surat al-Mustaqim is a concept also for the thinker, for the philosopher, for the scientist. If you are going to use God's light and use your eyes and your sight, your vision, then respect what God has created. Now, light travels in a straight line. Why do you make it crooked? I have created your vision, and it goes in a straight line. Now, why do you make it crooked? And they're always talking about signs. There are signs everywhere. People were told about the sign of God in creation, and how the ignorant masses or the large numbers of people have no awareness of it at all. They go along the absent-minded, heedlessly, paying no attention to the signs of God. That few who have patterned their society, their production, and their creation or whatever upon the original science that they found in the creation of God, they can be challenged upon basis of their own establishments, their own logic, their own thinking, their own works, you say. Why? Have you followed logic to the point and then stopped using it when God speaks to you? Now your logic is working, showing consistency, not confusion or contradiction. But as soon as God comes in the picture, now your logic goes crazy. Pardon. Your logic is gone. Now, are you saying that light travels crooked? No, it's not crooked, it's straight. So they gave us a crooked knowledge to take us away from our God, the true God, the creator of everything. One second, please. I want to clear my throat. So Kaaba means vital connections. So the house itself, the Beit al-Bayt, is called Kaaba. It is important to understand when you say house, that is not enough. When you say home, that is not enough. But when you say Kaaba now, that is where the knowledge is for identifying that house and knowing what that house means in our lives. It is given in the term Kaaba. Kaaba means vital connections that are necessary and important. Without these connections, you do not have the house, vital most important, connections. That's what kava means. So the connection for our home life begins with Adam having a mate, a beginning with Brother Sharif having a wife, Sister Salima. Don't look for them. I'm forming them as I go. And like the movies, when they show you the acknowledgments, they say any connections with a person is just a coincidence. So isn't that the history of the Genesis? And isn't that the history of the beginning of mankind in Islam too? That God made a male, and then he made of the male a female. So if he made of the male a female, he made them both of the same essence. He made a male first, and then he made a female. Now, don't think anymore of a flesh man and a flesh woman. That's okay in kindergarten for Muslims. That's okay to have that idea. But you who are studying, you are now listening to a student, and we want to have knowledge, not just stories. So it starts with a mate, a husband and a wife, a male and a female coming together. So that is the only way we can extend and populate the earth with people. We cannot extend our life or populate the earth with people unless we mate with one another. Male and female have to mate. So I said, do not think of flesh right now. Think of community. From the beginning on this earth, we are talking about community, science. The secular world will give us history and theory of how man formed on the earth and progress. So religion is not giving us a picture of flesh population. It is giving us a picture of community development and how the establishment of community life was designed into our very creation by God, and that it is natural heritage, inheritance of every one of us to have and support community life. So man, animals have knowledge in their genes. So the bird comes here and knows when it is time to have baby birds, knows to start getting the straw and whatever to make a home for the baby. And it knows how to make its home. No man taught the bird to make his home round and make it of this particular straw or soft dry stuff. The bird knows that by virtue of its own creation. Its own life knows that. Its life as it comes into existence knows that. So it will know what to do when time comes, and it does it. It is the same for humans. You don't have to touch or teach a baby to crawl. It is going to crawl. We give them help, but you don't have to teach it to walk. It is going to walk because it sees you walking. So you are not an English teacher, but the baby learns to speak your language just by listening to you. So these are great developments. These is nothing but push aside like it's nothing. No. That's the beginning of life. And it is clocked into our very composition as flesh, as people. And it expresses itself automatically inside when the time comes. So when the situation presents itself, the light responds to the situation. And it goes what, and it does, pardon me, it does what God has designed for it to do. Family life evolved naturally, but it is now threatened. And don't you know if we just depend on nothing but that original life right now? If the African American people depended on nothing but the original life, we'd be better off than we are right now, because at least we would learn to walk. We would come here ready to crawl, to walk, and we would come here ready and know how to love one another and be family. God clocked all of that into our creation, into our nature, into our very flesh. He put it there. But the world deceived us. And then we lose original life. We lose the interest to be nice and loving to each other, to have a spirit to be family, not causing problems for each other, but working together in unity as a unit. And your education, your schooling, the academic world tells you that family is the first unit of society. And that is what we have lost, family, not just African Americans now or blacks. This big problem has taken over all people and all religions. Yes, all the religions, all the religious people are suffering from the corruption of the family. So man comes here without education, without science and industry. Man comes here knowing how to establish his life, just like the bird knows how to establish theirs, just like the bee knows how to establish theirs, just like the other creatures know how to establish theirs. They are not human. Man comes here with the ability to establish his own social pattern, and it begins with family for community life. Family is a small community. That is what family is, a small community. So if you stay in touch with your relatives, then family becomes a big community. Tribes become so big. They are almost like a nation, just one tribe. In fact, when you read the history of the people of the book, their tribes became nations. So scripture is not addressing flesh creation, but how community life is born. I have to say again, because I think many of you miss the most important thing that I'm saying. From the beginning, the scriptures is not addressing flesh creation. It is addressing our community life, how community life is born. So when it says male and female, where is the male? The male is the brain. Why is he the brain? Because the male has to go out and hunt. The male has to go out and risk his life in the wild environment for the beginning of family life. He has to risk his life out there. He has to discover things that he needs at home for his wife. And he relates to her to know what he should be looking for out there in the field or in the wilderness. She lets him know, honey, we're going to need something to sit on. This ground is cold and hard. Baby, we need something to sleep on, and we don't know when the wind and rain is going to come on us. We need walls built up, and we need a cover for our head. So the wife is the one who gives the requisition. So she is the one who gives the requisition. She makes the quick request and gives the bill. Go out and get it, babe. And if he's a natural man in the original pattern God made by our Creator, he goes out there and gets it. He doesn't tell her, I don't have a job. That original woman will say to him, and you have no wife. Don't you know my original nature calls for a man? What is this speaking to me? You're worse off than a baby. We have to make it relevant, don't we? Don't leave it up in the sky. Bring it down here where the real deal is. So the new wife, so he goes out and he brings her those things. And pretty soon the family gets big. You have somebody next door, down the road, belonging to the family, needing the same thing. And this development grows. After a while, they are called a town. They call it community. This is our community, our town. So when a town is established, when the community life is established, where those private people have a public that they are responsible for, that public, whether we call it a town, city, or village, or whatever, that's wife. That's the new wife. That is the most important wife. And the man who puts their head together, and I'm sure sometimes women get into the work too, whoever was responsible for building that community life up, is the husband. That's scripture. The husbandman in the Bible. The husbandman. And I think they have a profession called husbandry, taking care of animals and plants. And animals can't survive or exist without some plants. You better have some plants if you have animals, unless they are carnivores and eat no plants. But then you still have to have plants. There is no way to not have plants. So the language is there to support what I'm bringing home to you. That is what I'm showing you. So occasionally you see me go to the language of the world, right? That's to show you, that to prove that this is the right picture that I'm presenting to you. I go and find evidence of this being in the history of man's life and growth on this planet Earth. It still is in his language. If I was speaking to the leaders in the Vatican, I could have said everything I said to you in about 10 minutes. Don't think they are the only ones who know things. Among all people, there are those who know something about I'm bringing to you right now. Maybe not in the exact language that I'm giving it to you, but they have been giving the concept, the idea. They have the concept. But it is us who have to be given this for the first time and educating in this knowledge, because they are not going to share it. They think it is supposed to be kept secret. And they are wrong. Barakallahu Daveen, surely Allah speaks the truth. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. We want to say to all the believers, Ramadan Mubarak. We pray to Allah that you have gotten something out of what we have delivered this evening. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means if it please God. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening. Be safe out there.